which augurs poorly for the future of charters. The discussion got back eventually to the recent history in Houston Independent Schools, where on a 6-1 vote, we won a starting wage of $10 per hour for all employees. The union is now targeting a special effort for the cafeteria workers to increase hours, since even with the raise, they're not getting enough hours to equal a living wage. In Arkansas, we've identified 900 state workers under $10 an hour and are making headway there. Neil Seeley, the executive director of Arkansas Community Organizations, joined the discussion with us as a partner, along with KBF Radio, on this campaign. He reported on Acorn's victory for Pine Bluff City and contract workers, where wages are over $12 now, thanks to a city referendum several years ago. Dallas indicated that they'd identified 1,000 workers making less than $13 per hour in the schools there that they're targeting. Before the end of the meeting, there was a union-wide commitment to see if the new NLRB rules on quicker elections will make a difference as well. Nursing home workers in Arkansas seem to be stirring, and the union is looking at whether this might be a good test. Anytime a meeting ends with a dinner that includes catfish fried in front of us, tender beef brisket, and a homemade peach cobbler, you know you're in Arkansas, and you know it was a good meeting. This was Wade Brathke, the Chief Organizer's Report. Questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.